So we're up to in chapter Kuf Samach Zayin 167. We're up to subsection 6. And over here we're talking about the laws of how to handle the bread when you're starting your meal. So we learned halachas yesterday, where it's the best part to break off the language of the brachas. We did various different halachas. Now, in subsection 6, he says that the bracha needs to be made after you're actually holding on the bread in your hand, because we want to make the a blessing as close to the beginning of the eating as possible. Just like anytime when we do a mitzvah, we don't want a gap between the bracha and the mitzvah. We wanted to make it as close as possible. Same thing is here. Let's read inside. One should not make the bracha motzi lecha min ha'aretz until you actually grab hold. You're holding on to the bread in your hand. That's when you make the motzi. Just like moi she'ein mevorchin ala mitzvahs ala somuch la'asiyosun. We don't make the blessing for a mitzvah only close to its performance of the mitzvah. Kisha mitzvah muzumenes biyode la'asoy. So when the mitzvah is prepared in your hand to do it, so you're going to make the bracha then. You're not going to make a bracha on tzitzis and then put on the tzitzis a half an hour later on your tefillin or lighting of the candle, whatever it is. You always do it right before. V'loy koydum l'chein, and not before that. K'moshin is bar b'simen chof hey, as explained in chapter 25, and over there it's in subsection 17. V'im beirach v'achar kach notle b'yodoy. But what happens if a person swapped the order? First he makes the bracha motzi, and then he takes it in his hand, then he takes the bread in his hand. And tzorich lachzer ulevarich. Then you don't have to make a bracha again. It's okay. To begin with, you should hold it in your hand first and then make the bracha. But if you made the bracha and then you took it in your hand, that's okay. Avlim beidach v'achar kach hevi'u lefonov. That's provided that the bread is on the table that you're making the bracha. But if you made a bracha and then they brought you the bread from elsewhere, then you have to make a new bracha, as will be explained in chapter 206, and over there in the beginning of subsection 9. So that would be an interruption. So when you made a bracha, and there was no bread on the table in front of you, and then they bring it, that's a bracha in vain. You have to have the item by you. If you bring it in later, then you would have to make another bracha. Your first bracha was a bracha in vain. Subsection 7. Tzarich sheyitfes alechem biyiminoi. You have to hold the bread in your right hand. Shekol dover shemavarchim olov tzarich leches biyimin b'shas bracha. Anything you make a bracha on, you have to hold on to it in your right hand at the time that you're making the bracha. V'toiv sheyiten olov shtei yodov. It's best to hold both hands on the piece of bread. The reason for that is sheyesh bahem yud etzboy, because together there is 10 fingers going to be on the bread. That would correspond keneged yud mitzvahs hatluyas bepas. There are 10 commandments that hinge on bread. What are the 10 commandments that hinge on bread? First of all is lo sacharish b'shor v'chamor v'chamor. One is not permitted to plow the ground with an ox and a donkey together. That would be kilayim. That would be a mixture of breeds. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, that's one. Zriyas kilayim would be the second one, was to plant the seeds of the grain next to a vine or some other fruits, which is also prohibited. So that's the second mitzvah. Then you have the special mitzvahs that you give to the poor people from the grain. There is leket, which means that you're not allowed to collect, you know, the final bundles. Shikha, if you forget a bundle. Peya is the corner of the field. Bikurim is the first ripened fruits. Tomorrow's truma is the ma'aser rishon. The truma you give to the kohen, a portion of it. The first ma'aser you give to the levi b'sheni. That's the part that the levi gives to the kohen. That's ma'aser. That's ma'aser sheni. And the challah, then you give the first a piece of dough to the kohen as well. Okay, so therefore, it's best to hold the 10 fingers. That reminds you, corresponds to the 10 mitzvahs that apply to bread. And the kach, and that's why there's also, yesh yud teves bebrichas hamoitzi. There are 10 words in the level, in the bracha hamoitzi, also corresponding. Baruch ato Hashem, elikenu melech ha'olam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So there is 10 words in the bracha hamotzi. V'yed teves beposik, there's also 10 words in the verse in, this is a verse in Tehillim, in chapter 104, verse 14, it says, Matzmiach chotzir labehema, which says that Hashem makes growing the chotzir, that's the grass that the ema animal eats, which also, the pasuk continues, and for the person's work to plow the land. The verse talks about the plowing of the land over there, and there's also 10 psukim in the verse. You take the pasuk, and that's also in Ashrei that we say. That's in Tehillim, chapter Kuf Mem Hey, verse 15. We say, Eine choil. Eilecha yisaberu, all eyes look up to you, and you give them all their needs, which is also referring to the fact the bread, which is the needs of the people. The nesim sachlam biitam, you give them their food in time. So it's a reference to that. There's 10 psukim there. There's also 10 words in those words in the pasuk of Eretz Chita. The verse that talks about the Eretz Yisrael, about the land of wheat, barley, so there's 10 words. So you see the number 10 is very significant when it comes to bread, when it comes to food, when it comes to nourishment. So for all this, that's why the tradition is to hold the hand, both hands on the bread when you make the bracha.
Then you put the bread down and then cut it?
Not sure that he has to
tear it apart.
Yeah, not sure whether he has to he has to hold the bread when he's making the bracha. I'm not sure he has to put it down. Just maybe he's either tearing it off or cutting it up while he's holding it. No, that's on Shabbos. We're talking about, this is not Shabbos. This is talking normally and regular all the time. Whenever you're eating bread, and you don't necessarily have to. If you have a piece, you have a sandwich, it's already there. I mean, before we were learning that if you have a bigger piece, you cut off, but if you have just a piece, then this is independent of that. Subsection 8, Ches. Lo yoschil levorich at shivilifon of melech lifton, the lafis by perusho bracha. One should not start his bracha until he has the salt, or some other lifton, that's another thing that comes with the bread, a dip. The laf is by prusu shel bracha, because you need to, that you're going to use as a dip, or as a connection together with the piece of the bracha, k'dei she'tehei necheles b'tam mishum kovet ha'bracha, because you want that piece should be eaten with taste, it should be a tasty piece, especially because that would be because of the honor of the blessing. You're making a blessing in that piece, so you want that piece of bread that you're going to be making the bracha, and you want it to be a tasty one, so you should have the salt already and the dip or whatever it is in front of you so that you can do it right away. So in other words, don't make a bracha until you have it by you, because you don't want to delay after the bracha until you're going to eat it, because you want to be able to dip it in right away without having any delays.
Like we dip in honey on Rosh Hashanah.
What happens even if it's going to be delayed until they bring it?
So, which means, let's say they wash, they're sitting by the table, and there is no salt over there, or there is no dip, whatever it is. So it's going to be delayed until they're going to bring it. If there's many people around the table, then you have to wait till the dip gets in front of each one and one. Since they fulfill their obligation with his blessing, they need to taste immediately after his bracha k'moshi is boir, as explained. In this case, apparently we're not talking that he is serving them after his bracha, but each one has their own piece in front of them. By the Shabbos, the Lecha Mishnah, it's different over there, since we need to have a whole thing so nobody can have their piece. But over this case, even though it's better to make, I'm assuming to make a bracha on the whole piece, I'm thinking out loud, I'm not sure. We learned earlier that it's better to make a bracha on a larger piece, it's more honorable. But if each one is making, is having their own piece, instead of having to wait after the bracha while you're going to break off the challah or the bread, whatever you're eating there for everyone, it would seem that the proper way to do it was each one to have their own bread in front of them. Even though now they're having a piece, he won't be able to make on a bigger piece. I have to check how we learned it before. Because here he's saying they have to make taste after his bracha, because when they fulfill their obligation with his bracha. So, and doesn't seem like they're going to have to wait for the piece. They only have to wait for the dip, for the salt or the dip. So then he has to wait for everybody, because they won't be able to eat until they dip their bread in. So therefore, he has to wait till everybody gets it. That's what it says over here. So again, it seems like in this case, he's not going to be distributing the bread from his larger piece. He's going to give them beforehand. And now the only thing is that each one is going to dip in their own bread into the salt or the dip. But v'im hi pas nikia, if it's a clean bread would be it's made out of, I guess, pure flour, as opposed to having the husk in it or grain, you know, the different thing. It's a clear, apparently that bread is considered to be a very important bread by itself. It's so clean that it doesn't require additional dipping. It's already important as it is. It's a pasnikia. Oy metubeles betavlin, or it's actually been made up with some spices, so it's a bread that has already spice in it. Oy bemelach kein shalon, or ours, that in the baking itself there is some salt. So I guess there is some taste to the bread. It's not just bread. Or you're intending just to eat bread that is plain, without anything. That's what you're saying. Then you don't have to wait, because then you're either it already has the honor of the bracha, or you don't, if that's what you want to eat, if you're going to eat dry bread, or you're going to eat the bread just as is, without anything, so we don't have the special thing, the honor for the piece to have a dip in it, because you're not dipping any of the bread. So you don't have to wait. But if you do want to wait for the salt to come, or for the tam to come, if you do want to wait for it, then you have the right to. You don't have to worry, well, you're waiting all this time, so there's an interruption between the washing of the hands and the motzi. Since it's for the purpose of the meal, although it's not for the purpose of the motzi, which means the motzi doesn't need it, because the only reason we said before we needed it because for the honor of the bread, but the motzi, since in one of these cases that he said there is no honor for the bread, or he doesn't need to honor the bread because he's eating the paschareva, he doesn't have to really wait, so, but it's for the meal, therefore it's not considered interruption. Nevertheless, so while it's okay to wait for the salt, or we don't need the salt, but nagu laniach melech al hashulchan. The tradition is to place salt on the table, and the reason is lefi shashulchan doim lezbech. Now, I guess this is talking about. Here we said that a person doesn't need to have salt in these cases, so it would seem that we don't have no need for the salt at all on the table. But it says, yet the tradition is to place salt on the table regardless, even if you didn't need it for the dipping. Because the table is compared to an altar, a mizbech. And when you eat, it's considered like a sacrifice. Venemar, and the verse states Vayikra, in chapter 2, verse 13, Al kol korban chotakriv melech, that on all sacrifices you bring salt. Ukshi Yisrael, Yeshiv, Nala Shulcha, Mamtinim, Zeh, Achi Yitlu Yideyim. When Jewish people are sitting at the table and they're waiting for each one, until they're going to wash their hands, because they're going to make one bracha. So they're waiting for each other. They blame mitzvahs, and they are not doing mitzvahs. Now again, why would, in this case, it seems like one person is making the bracha for everybody. Why can't everybody wash and make their own bracha? I mean, this is not Shabbos in which they need lecha mishnah, where they need whole bread. I'm not sure why everybody's waiting over here. Maybe they don't know how to make a bracha. Maybe they're just sitting in the meal. I'm not sure why they're all waiting. But he says he's making the bracha for everybody. So people are waiting around. I understand on Shabbos, but I'm not sure why during the weekday one would wait. Maybe it's just they want to honor. But in the meantime, they're not doing any mitzvahs. Hasotan mekatreg aleihem. The Satan is criticizing on them because they're not really occupied with anything, just waiting around. So, Bris Melech Mogin Aleihem, the covenant of the salt protects on them. Lachain mitzvah lanicha l'shulchan afilu l'yechlu mimenu. So therefore it's a mitzvah to place it on the table, even you're not going to use it, you're not going to eat the salt, you're not going to use the salt, you're not going to use salt, but still it should stay on the table. For this reminder that there is a covenant, and that is actually provides a protection for them from the Satan who would criticize them.
Question.
Pia Kabbalah. Just 1 second. We just finished the sentence here. Yesh litvois prus zabetzi b'melech gimel pami. According to the Kabbalah, we should dip the piece that we broke off into the salt. The piece that broke off means that we're going to be using, we should dip it in salt three times. Yeah?
I thought you said yesterday that it was important not to be thinking of other things in between making the bracha and then actually eating the bread. So by sitting there and not thinking of much, isn't that kind of what you're supposed to do, not take your mind off?
Okay, so yeah, that's right. But you're not studying in the meantime.
Sometimes we do nibbling.
No, so the point here is that's why we have the salt as a protection for us while we're not doing it, while we're waiting, because we shouldn't be preoccupied with anything else. V'kivon sha'ashulchan doim le'mizbech. Now he says, since the table is compared to a mizbech, toiv lizoyer shalei l'arigol of kina, it's better to be careful not to kill a lice on the table. People always have lice, I guess. A lot of lice, not to kill on the table, it's a mizbech. He says, I have a lizrakol of kina, but to throw a lice on it ain't lochush. You have to worry about it. Sharibes haknesis, shekedushos hachamura, the holiness of a shul is very strict. Shosur lechel, but you're not allowed to eat it normally, unless you have a condition like in our shul. We have the kiddush right in the shul. But normally a shul is supposed to be respected, not allowed to eat in the shul. And still, one can throw a kina, a lice, not during the time of prayer. As explained in chapter 97 in subsection 3. So, if you can do it over there, it's not more the table of the person isn't more important. Let's do one more halacha quickly. Siftes. V'achar habrocha yoichal miyad. After he makes the bracha, eat immediately. You're not allowed to talk after the motzi and you're starting to eat. Not allowed to talk in between. If you talk in between the bracha and motzi, you have to make another bracha. Unless you talk about matters which are connected to the item that you're making a bracha. As for example, Shomar, Haviu Melech, bring me the salt, or lifter, or the dip, or the dip. Vafilu pas shalon shein tzorich melech. Even if we're talking about bread of ours that doesn't need salt because it's already salty, as learned before, mekoma kam kiva shulchav etzlechel adetibul b'melech, since he wishes to eat by dipping it into salt, harezeh minyonei hasuda, that's considered part of the meal. That would not require you to make a new bracha, even if you interrupted and said, bring me the salt, after you made the motzi. V'chein im omar tenu l'ploy nilechel. Even if you say, go give the other person food, you still wouldn't have to make another bracha. That's still considered part of your meal, of the meal that you're eating. V'afilu omar tenu maichel abeima. Even if you say, feed the animal, you say, feed the dog. If you say, feed the dog in the middle, tzorech hasudo, that would be connected, neither the meal. That's not considered an interruption. Listen, why? Because, well, what has it got to do with the meal if you got to feed the dog? You got to feed the animal. He says, "Lefi sha'asu lechel kaidim she'id lebehemte." It's prohibited to eat before giving your animal to eat. First, you got to give your animal to eat. Shneamar says, "V'nasati esa b'sod chol v'mtecha." Hashem says, "I will give grass in the fields for your animals." Then the verse says, "V'chalta v'savota," that you will eat and be satisfied. So first you got to take care of those dependent on you, the animals, and then you take care of yourself. But as far as drinking goes, odom koidem, a person comes first, because that we find by Rebecca commission. Mitzinu berivka shamra, she says to Yitzchak, when she met him at Eliezer, she's finding a shidduch for him. She says, "Shisei v'gam gmalecha eshka." She says, "First drink, my master, then I'll also give your camels to drink." V'chein achilas arai ve'em bo kidei svia. Likewise, if you're just having a snack, which is not something that you're being satisfied, yesh mi shematir koidim shitin lebehemte. There is those that permit it before giving it to the animal. If you're just having a snack, then you can take it yourself before the animal. Yet, but still, this is part of the need of the meal, because you can't really eat before you give to the animal. It's considered part of the meal. Even though that wouldn't be the need of this particular piece. In other words, this bracha is fine. I don't need to feed the animal before eating this small piece of bread. It's neina chashuv hefsek. After the fact, it's not considered to be an interruption. Aval lechatchila asur lahasiach afilu tzerich prusa shel bracha. But to begin with, one is prohibited to speak out, even if he wants to needs for the piece of the blessings. In other words, even if you have something important for this piece that you're eating now, lechatchila don't speak out. Afilu ba'oid deloyes. One shouldn't even talk while he's chewing. Until you actually swallow. People make a mistake, they don't realize this. This is a common mistake. People won't make an interruption, but when they're chewing still their bread, they'll start to talk then, which one shouldn't talk while they're chewing anyways. But as far as the bracha goes, he says, no, you have to wait until you swallow. If you are talking while you're still chewing and it wasn't from matters of the meal, you might need to make another bracha. He's not telling you for sure, but he said you might need another bracha. Why? You're making the bracha not for chewing. You're making the blessing for swallowing the food. That's the bracha you're making. Not on the chewing. I mean, the chewing I don't think is an interruption, but because that's part of the process, but still, you shouldn't interrupt them. We're talking, if a person would only want to chew without swallowing, will not make a bracha. As it says later on in
chapter 210, which we don't have in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Tzarich lezor gam ken shelelech mokem lemokem. Also, one needs to be careful not to move around, to walk from place to place, ad sheyivla, until he swallows. Ki alicha memokem lemokem chashuv ha'echsek. Because walking from one place to another place is also considered an interruption. Alim kenu tzarich achila, unless it is for the need of eating. Shaz mutal lachatchila imav shebinyan acha. Then, if there's no choice, it's okay, even lachatchila. Kigoin, let's say, for example, she actually levorek b'moke machilosi the fish ain't a noki. Let's say he cannot make a blessing over here because the place is not clean. Shekim she actually lech b'yin achar arzeke di'evit. So since he can't eat it, so it's considered he cannot eat otherwise without walking. But I don't understand here. But he already made the bracha. What does it mean he cannot make the bracha over here because it's not clean? We're talking about that the person made the bracha, he didn't swallow it, he's chewing. So he's telling him that you shouldn't be careful, you should be careful not to walk before you swallowed it, so you didn't really finish the purpose of the bracha, because the brachas are the swallowing. So going from place to place would be considered an interruption. Unless you have to go from place to place for the needs of eating, so then you can do it if you have no choice, like if you can't make a bracha. Maybe he's talking about the interruption, now he's going over just to interrupt between the tilas yadayim and the eating, not between, because it's, even though the flow here doesn't actually flow so easily. Since he can't eat in any other way, that's considered like after the fact. I gotta look into this point again, as we'll explain in chapter 178, Sif Aleph. I don't know. What kind of a scenario would you have? Maybe he's bringing a scenario from elsewhere, but it would apply here. Like, if you made the bracha, and you can't swallow here for some reason. I'm not sure why. I mean, not clean wouldn't be a reason for not being able to swallow, but some other reason. Maybe he's just bringing an example from walking from place to place. Okay, like I said, I'll look into it further and see. Hopefully, I have an answer by tomorrow.